On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Let's check out what happened on this day for Tuesday, the 18th of June. And today, Kevin Murray, former Australian rules footy player, he also won a Brownlow in 1969. He turns 81 today. Sir Paul McCartney, the English singer-songwriter and obviously a member of the Beatles, is 77. Nick Tate, the Australian actor and voiceover specialist, he's 77 as well.
What did he voice?
Jurassic Park and Mission Impossible.
What, was he one of the dinosaurs or something?
No, like he did the trailers, like, coming soon.
Right. Yes. I hear you.
Isabella Rossellini, the actress and model and daughter of Ingrid Bergman, is 67 today. Carol Kane, the US actress who stars in a lot of things, including The Princess Bride, she turns 67. Alison Moyet, the English singer, is 58.
Came out with this hit.
And this. Beautiful. Nathan Morris, the US vocalist with Boyz II Men, is 48. Blake Shelton, US country singer, is 43. Nathan Cavalieri, the Australian guitarist, is 37. And Joshua Dunn, the US muso, he's a drummer for 21 Pilots, he's 31 today.
It was on this day that the first life insurance policy was taken out in London, but way, way back in 1583.
Napoleon Bonaparte was defeated at the Battle of Waterloo in 1815.
US aviator Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean, and she did that on this day in 1928.
And then she disappeared. AeroGuard, the trademark, was registered on this day in 1970.
Dr. Sally Ride became the first American woman in space on this day in 1983.
All you want to do is ride around Sally. Ride, Sally, ride. Ooh, that was good.
No, it wasn't.
It was? Well, I was good. And Dick Smith became the first person to cross Australia in a hot air balloon when he landed in northern New South Wales on this day in 1993.
And that's on this day for Tuesday, the 18th of June.